Hi.
This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
We'll drink horse by the bay and sit on your backs.
Senator Carbonation, do you want to chat with anybody? Lay your rifle.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas.
Wait, jingle bells all the way. Ay, on your heels, y'all make that shake.
Shake.
Got about three hoes on my sleigh. I trying to tee up Christmas Day. Won't you jingle bells all the way. Ay, got them bells all on the shake.
Shake.
Got about three hoes all the way. Got about three hoes in my sleigh. Legs up, the Hello Kitty. Hell yeah, I'm in the pool. Yeah, yeah, it's cover season. Hell yeah, but you got a man. Yeah, yeah, tell him get spread up. I'm in the spirit. Yeah, yeah, she cool as it. Say it now.
I don't play.
Legs up, see my face.
Right, welcome back to Cream of Wheat, the final installment, unfortunately. And it is quite sad. Our dearest Ben Michel is already back and cannot be joining us this evening on the air. However, we have two very special guests. Please introduce yourselves.
Hey, everyone. I'm Ben.
Other Ben. Not
may,
replacement Ben.
I'm a different Ben. You may have heard of me as a DJ Dino on Stoop Kids last semester, 3-4 a.m. on Friday mornings. I had a pretty extensive list of listeners.
Oh my.
Maybe you were among them.
Perhaps.
Yeah, I'm Jack. You may know me as Jack, DJ Jack, from Clout Radio. It's Wednesdays from 3 to 4. Actually, there's no more because I'm done as well. But it's good to be on air with this show, and looking forward to it.
Yeah, last one, kind of take it away. We got some good tunes this evening, maybe a little bit of talk. Ben, you just came back from Budapest, which is pretty excellent.
I spent the semester abroad, which is super cool.
Yeah.
Over there in Central Europe.
Yeah, so all sorts of good things. The first kind of lined up, we got a couple good covers. First is kind of a classic, but kind of redone in the style of one of my favorite bands, Future Islands. You're probably familiar with them if you've listened to the show before. It's, you know, they're a bit intense, but I enjoy it. So without further ado, we're going to take it away with that. Got a few covers lined up. We'll talk about it in a little bit. All right. Thank you for listening to Cream of Wheat.
Save me from tears, okay.
fuss over me. Way she shows me up, hers and she is mine. Open hand or closed fist would be fine. Blood is rare and sweet as cherry wine. Calls of guilty thrown at me all while she stains the sheets of some mother. Thrown in me so powerfully, just like she throws the arm of a brother. But I want it, it's a cry that she's not around most of the time. Way she shows me up, hers and she is mine. Like sleep to the freezing, sweet and right and merciful. I'm all but washed in the tide of her breathing. But it's worth it, it's divine. I'll have this some other time. Way she shows me up, hers and she is mine. Open hand or closed fist would be fine. Light is rare and sweet as cherry wine. Mm-hmm.
WMFO Medford 91.5, and thank you for listening. Unfortunately, we do not have Ben Michel, but instead we have some special guests again, Jack and Ben. It's been pretty great.
So, Aiden, I have a question for you. Are you annoyed by all the noise from planes departing Logan Airport?
Ben,
like,
every now and again, I believe that I am truly. I think so. I'm quite annoyed.
Yeah, so I mean, our towns west of Boston are affected by increased airplane noise due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. This means that every single airplane departing from runway 33L on days with northwest winds continues on four narrow paths over specific neighborhoods with near-constant noise as a result.
Mm-hmm.
Boston West Fair Skies is trying to change this. For more information, including how to join the mailing list and file complaints with Massport and your elected officials, please visit bostonwestfairskies.org.
Yes.
And this has been a public service message from Boston West Fair Skies.
All right, Ben, so really quick, before we move on, well, actually, first, I would like to just talk about what we heard. Said we were doing some covers. Also, at the beginning, you know, feeling a little kind of alternative Christmas music, so that what you heard at the very beginning was off Chance the Rapper and Jeremiah. How do you say it?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. You know, it's spelled oddly.
Jeremiah.
I feel like Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. Yeah, Jeremiah.
Just
that's
right,
yeah.
Jeremiah. At the end.
Yes. Yeah. It was off their Christmas album, Merry Christmas, Little Mama. Then after that you heard a Wham, you know, the Wham original, Rip George Michael, of Future Islands covering Last Christmas by Wham. Then we had a little Cherry Wine, a Hozier cover by the Overcoats, a Harvest Moon cover, Neil Young classic by Poolside. And then we're going to hear another Overcoats track in just a second, and just some good stuff into the night. But first, I want to check in with our dearest Ben Ford.
Oh, man.
Ben Thorne, I would like to just ask, give me your favorite thing that you ate in Budapest.
The thing that I ate?
Yeah.
So the thing about Hungarian food is, mm-hmm. It's really simple, but it's still good. So it's like, it's just like a lot of meat and a lot of potatoes.
Mm.
Different ways to serve those two things.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say like there was some really good like pho, honestly.
Really?
Surprisingly. Like we found some really good pho places that were like really fast and inexpensive and delicious. And then also just like in terms of Hungarian food, it's just like you just get like a huge chunk of meat and a bunch of potatoes. So, like that would be really good. So like, It's definitely hard to choose a favorite because it was all kind of the same.
All right. Now, Jack, what's your the favorite thing you've eaten on Tufts campus so far?
Oh, the wick has just been wonderful.
I'm a carm person. I'm sorry.
Oh. That's upsetting.
I'm not that partial, but like...
Yeah, but that's wrong, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to miss the dining hall food, yeah, for sure.
It's super convenient, too. That's the best part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a caller right now. So caller, I know you're out there. I will acknowledge you in a little bit. I'm sorry. We're a little busy at the station. So we'll get to you in a second. So you know we're going on to another good Overcoats track, a big band that I kind of became a fan of in October. I was just telling Ben and Jack about how this weird story that I was in line and actually in front of me in the concert, who like she was having trouble remembering the name that she put her tickets under, was actually Malia Obama, which was like pretty insane. And she like danced next to me and I was like, oh, and it was like very, just a very weird, surreal experience. So that's, wow, you know, that's the me story time of the night. So yeah, that was pretty freaky. But yeah, that's kind of my story with the Overcoats. They hold a special Malia-y place in my heart. Maybe that's Ben. I miss Ben Michel. There's also a Ben-shaped hole in my heart. But we're going to get this next Overcoats track playing, and then we're going to pick up that phone and maybe put them on the air if it's Ben. That'd be most exciting. All right, everyone. So thank you again for listening to Cream of Wheat. You know, check in with you again soon.
In you, I've spent my life. I wish that I believed in fate. I wish I didn't sleep so late. I used to be carried in the arms of the cheerleader. I used to be carried in the arms of the cheerleader. I used to be carried in the arms of the cheerleader. I didn't sleep so late. I used to be carried in the arms of cheerleaders. I used to be carried in the arms of cheerleaders. I used to be carried in the arms of cheerleaders. I'm the new.
and welcome back to Cream of Wheat. We have a new friend in the studio. Again, I'm just compensating for my absence of Ben Michel, who I hope will call soon. Ben, I hope these airways find you. Come to me. However, we have Zach Berman.
Hello.
Yes, the glorious golden-haired man. I'm currently wearing a maroon shirt with golden accents. It's very, very impressive. Yeah. Sharon Eagles. Not to, you know. Zach, what is good?
That's a great question.
Oh, man.
Not sure I want to get into that.
Yeah.
That's good answer, that's good. Yeah. The silence is nice. I appreciate that. We're, you know, currently also stalling, if you can't tell, while Jack cues up a song. All right, we're good to go.
Oh, wow.
Would you like me to
Good job, Jack.
Yeah, are you... Yeah, you can get ready. All right, awesome. So, yeah, just what you guys heard earlier was Mr. November by The National. Well, 2 weeks by Grizzly Bear, then Mr. November by The National, another very, like, a band I love, and then I Don't Believe in Us by Overkits, as we said earlier. All right, on with the show. Thank you guys for listening. Don't touch that dial.
Let's turn the volume up.
Keep on.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. All right, we're here with Jack, Ben, you know, not replacement Ben, but just another Ben, just a totally separate Ben.
Completely I would different re- entity.
Yes.
Soon separate but equal.
Yes.
Nice.
I don't know how I feel about it. Zach, you just got on the show. Please cut the edgy. So that added a tone I wasn't expecting. I'm a little thrown off. I'm talking because I'm uncomfortable. It's fine.
What were you gonna say?
I was gonna, you know, talk about some very wholesome things, like reflecting back on first semester, which Ben didn't have here.
Yeah, I mean, well, I did have it, but it was like 2 years ago. So.
Oh no, I'm saying this in general for everyone for all. You know, for me, it's not over because I still have two essays to do. I'm halfway done with one of them. Thank you. I'm a big fan of Dr. David J. Proctor, but it's just a lot of work. Dr. Ninian Stein, I'm here with you. However, 18 pages in review of a certain like environmental policy. It's just a lot. You know what? I'm a little overwhelmed. I wanted to scream into the void. I've done it. It's done.
The void is a great place to scream into. You know, it's always there to listen whenever you. It's never gonna say no to listening to your problems.
Like, yes,
10 out of 10 would recommend yelling to the void.
The void is kind of the strong silent type.
It might not seem worth it at the time, but it's always worth it. Man. It's always worth it.
Yeah, you kind of stare into the void. It stares back into you a little bit, and you kind of know it's there.
Mm-hmm.
So Zach, talk to me. Come up to the mic, Zach. Come on, don't be shy. Don't be shy. Hello.
I'm present.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. You know, in terms of fun little conversations, you play the accordion. How did this start?
I just love the accordion.
I also love the accordion. At some point, I want to get you in here to, like, do it live. It would be super cool.
Yeah, with the crew.
Yes, with the crew. And also, I've been telling myself I'm going to learn how to play bluegrass mandolin, but he already knows how to play bluegrass mandolin, but I've always wanted to play bluegrass mandolin.
You can do it.
Yeah, he believes in me. I have emotional support.
That's great.
From
that's,
both,
I'm really happy.
Thank you.
Great mandolin teacher on the Tufts faculty.
Mm, shout out, perhaps.
Ian Goldstein.
Mm.
Oh wow.
PhD.
Wow. Speaking of shout outs, segue. I know I have my two cousins listening, Alex and Maddie. Not PhD yet. We don't know. We don't know.
Anything's possible.
They have bright futures. We don't want to limit them. Yeah. However, we appreciate your listening. Both the void and I appreciate the void is kind of like another fifth co DJ.
The void's always there, you know. It's just like you can't deny it.
In and between.
It's just that we oftentimes don't recognize it as being there, you know.
Ben, thank you. Wow.
You know, the void, man.
Great stuff. Jack, do you have any words to say before we continue?
No, I agree with everything on the void. I too like the void.
Excellent. Speaking of strong silent types, Jack Hale, everyone.
Yeah, all right. Avoids.
we are going to go with now. You know, there's a lot of Bens in my life. I've been kind of alluding to many Bens. There's Ben Thorne here with me, who was actually, I forgot to introduce him properly. The way I know him is Jack and I were in the same wilderness orientation. Ben was our leader. He took us around, romped in the woods. Pooped in the woods a little bit, you know, did all that stuff.
We rated them on a 1 to 10 scale.
Oh yeah, with
I don't know if we need to get into that because of this now, but the a 1 to 10 scale was involved.
Yes, sometimes rating them like Harry Potter houses.
Perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Yes, always a good thing. Well, anyway, this is a tribute to Ben's. Oh. We'll talk about the title later. But because it's like a weird FCC thing where they don't want people whipping out their like magical recording devices when I say like, oh, this is this song, and they legally download it off, you know, the waves.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about it in a second, but it has the word Ben in it. I will tell you that. Try stealing that, FCC people. All right. Onward. Almost thanks FCC. For listening to,
It's FCC.
Oh no, they've come. All right, they are calling. Achi Pai, he's mad.
Abort.
All right, well, thank you for listening to Cream of Wheat. We continue onward into the musical journey.
I woke up this morning, August 3rd. It's been pretty slow and uneventful. Went to visit a friend in Santa Fe, went to New Orleans, and went to see my family.
this morning it occurred I needed one more track to finish up the record. I was feeling out of fuel and uninspired. Laid in my bed too long, a little down, a little tired. Met my girl and we walked down Union Street. I was scattered and my head was in a bunch of places. Bought a $350 pair of lampshades and we ate at Perry's and I ordered crab cakes. Blue crab cakes. Crab cakes, blue crab cakes. She said I seemed distracted and asked what was going on with me. I said I can't explain it, it's a middle-aged thing. She said okay and ate her eggs Benedict. And I looked at the walls cluttered with sports bar shit. Sports bar shit. Sports bar shit. Sports bar shit. Talked a little bit with my sister. She's got a new boyfriend, he's a deer hunter. And she's getting used to venison. And my dad's still fighting with his girlfriend about his flirting with the girls at Panera Bread. My mom was good but sounded out of breath. I worry so much about her, I worry to death. I worry to death. I worry about her to death. The other night I went and saw the postal service. Ben's my friend, but getting there was the worst. Trying to park and getting up the hill and finding a spot amongst the drunk kids staring at their cells. Standing at the back of the crowd of 8,000. Thought of Ben when I met him in 2000 at a festival in Spain. He was on the small stage then and I didn't know his name. Now he's singing at the Greek and he's busting moves. And my legs were hurting and my feet were too. I called him after, said I'll skip the backstage high bye. But thanks for the nice music and all the exercise. And we laughed and it was alright. And we laughed and it was alright. And it was alright. Between a middle-aged guy with a backstage pass, a guy with a gut hanging around like a jackass. Everybody there was 20 years younger at least. I'll leave you this, not my fondest memory. Carried my legs back down the hill. Gave my backstage passage to cute Asian girls. Drove to my place near Tahoe. Got in my hot tub and I thought, well that's how it goes. And it was quiet and I was listening to the crickets. And Ben's still out there selling lots of tickets. Although I'm content, there's a tinge of competitiveness. But Ben's my friend and I know we get it. Then a couple of days my meltdown passed. Back to the studio doing 12-hour shifts. Singing a song about one thing or another. Another day behind the microphone this summer. This tenderloin summer. This tenderloin summer. This tenderloin.
All right, you were just listening to Ben's My Friend, a tribute to Ben's I Hope My Friend Ben Michel Calls Soon. I miss you, Ben. Again, there's a Ben-shaped hole in my heart. I'm just waiting for you to fill it. But you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Cream of Wheat, the most wholesome and nutritious show that you can consume over the airwaves. So we recently got a request over the phone from one Jordan Zelvin, you know, a friend of mine from high school. And in high school, I took German, and it is now time for a personal, not quite a personal favorite. I have, you know, many tortured memories with it. However, a favorite of hers, and it is called, I think I can say this, because no one's going to whip out their recording device. I'm sorry, FCC. It's called Das Fliegerlied, and it's a beautiful German children's song. So without further ado, let us begin.
Ich lieg gern im Gras und schau zum Himmel rauf. Schauen die ganzen Wolken nicht lustig aus? Und fliegt ein Flieger vorbei, dann wink ich zu ihm rauf. Und bist du auch noch dabei, dann bin ich super drauf. Und ich flieg. Flieg, flieg wie ein Flieger, bin so stark, stark, stark wie ein Tiger und so groß, groß, groß wie eine Giraffe, so hoch. Oh, oh, oh. Und ich spring, spring, spring immer wieder und ich schwimm, schwimm, schwimm zu dir rüber und ich nehm, nehm, nehm dich bei der Hand, weil ich dich mag. Und ich sag, heute ist so ein schöner Tag. Heute ist so ein schöner Tag. La, 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 la. Heute ist so ein schöner Tag. La, 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 la. Heute ist so ein schöner Tag. La, 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 la. Und ich flieg, flieg, flieg wie ein Flieger, bin so stark, stark, stark wie ein Tiger und so groß, groß, groß wie eine Giraffe, so hoch.
I never